Yeah, the Tracy Chapman song has been in the set, and we'll probably most definitely we'll play that Friday night. It's just a fun song to do. We also do a cover of ELO's "Don't Bring Me Down."
Nice.
Which, you know, for all the classic rock fans will appreciate that.
And, right.
Sometimes we'll do a piece of something here and there, but you know, not a whole bunch of covers because
right.
you know, the minute we do that, then we get people saying we want to hear your song. So we do just enough of it to have fun, but not to turn it to a cover set. You know?
Yes, it's fun.
But we do try to play something off of each album to cover all the bases.
There you go. It is fun to just throw some stuff in there every once in a while because I always like to hear other bands' interpretations of tunes. And what made you guys
sure.
decide to do "Give Me One Reason" by Tracy Chapman? Now, if I'm Tracy Chapman, I'm loving life because I'm getting royalties from you guys, and then also getting royalties from Luke Combs for doing "Fast Car." She's making a bundle
that's
of money.
Right. Yeah.
So
you know, that's a song that we've just it's just kind of one of those songs you hear and it just makes you feel good. It's been
right.
around. It was already a classic song to begin with, and Chris used to play that song with his dad. His dad was in like a cover band, and they would always play that song.
Wow.
So it kind of means something, you know, extra special to him. And we started doing it just, for fun here and there, and then we recorded a version of it. And now people, keep requesting us to play it. So if they want it, we'll give it to them.
So the new song, "Nervous," also doing really well on the charts, too. And tell me a little bit about that song.
Yeah, we wrote that song just like probably 98% of the new album was written while we were on tour. And that song, much like a lot of things, comes from a soundcheck jam or something. Like somebody might have a riff, and then we pull out our iPhone and say, oh, you know, you have to record that riff right there so you don't forget it. And we did that. We were playing a show in Huntsville, Alabama, and that's where the intro riff came from. I remember like it was yesterday. Put it on our iPhone. And then I think we were in Johnson City, Tennessee, the next couple of days later. And then we came up with the chorus of it at that sound check. And then we said, hey, what if we married these two ideas together and made the song? And lo and behold, they fit. And, so it's just a cool song. I think it's a song that people can relate to, too. You know, I think everybody deals with some form of stress or anxiety or something that just makes them feel a little off center.
Right.
And that's what that song just kind of talks about.
It is definitely doing well on the charts, and we love to play it here at the Rock Station 97.7. Ben Wells from Blackstone Cherry. The show is Friday night at the Big Butler Fair. I'm hoping that "In My Blood" and "Blame It on the Boom Boom" are in the set.
They will 100% be in the set. I can guarantee you that.
Both of those off of "Between the Dead and the Deep Blue Sea." And how about "Again"
yeah.
from "Human Condition"? That's in there too, I'm hoping.
That's in there. That song did really, really well for us as
yeah.
well when that album came out and at radio, and we were really surprised. And that's one of our favorite songs to play. I still love playing that song, and I love seeing people react to it. So that'll be there. "White Trash Millionaire" be there. "Boom Boom," all the good stuff.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of great songs, and we're looking forward to a fantastic show at the Big Butler Fair. It kicks off Friday night, June 30th. Blackstone Cherry going to headline this show for us. Ben Wells and Six Gun Sally going to open up the show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And the fair crowds are always great. And again, as we said before, it is free with fair admission. So it's not like you're paying any kind of exorbitant fee or anything. Ticket prices to get in to see this. Fair shows are always fun. What's your favorite fair food, Ben?
I'm a corn dog fan from way back. I mean, to me, when I think about I can't do the deep fried Oreo with mustard and donut.
Ooh.
I can't do it, but a corn dog, man, when I think of a summer fair, that's just what I always relate to. And you can't beat it. You cannot go wrong with a jumbo corn dog.
You putting any kind of condiment on that corn dog, or you just eating it just the way it is?
I raw dog it.
There you go. I love
yeah.
it. Ben, man, anything that we didn't hit that you want to talk about or that you want to say to the people coming out to the Big Butler Fair in Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh area?
I want to say it's been a long time since we've been up in that area. And like I said, we love doing these summer fairs, and we are very thankful that you all chose us to come and kick it off for y'all 4th of July weekend. So, yeah, we're excited. And like I said, we'll see y'all Friday night.
Ben Wells, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you Friday night at the Big Butler Fair with E-Rock Station 97.7.